Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 81. This chapter has 17 psukim in it. In this parak, Asaf expresses gratitude and praise to Hashem for taking us out of Egypt. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah 11a explains, even though we were taken out of Mitzrayim on the 15th of Nisan, we were actually freed from being slaves 6 months prior on Rosh Hashanah, the 1st of Tishrei. That's why this parak also mentions the blowing of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. This parak was also said at the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Hashanah, and this is also said weekly as the Shir Shel Yom Tefillah every Thursday at the end of Shacharis. The Meforshim also point out this Tehillim can be understood as a prayer for the final redemption, for God to blow His shofar on that great day when there will be no more war on my holy mountain in Yerushalayim. Now for the parak summary. The chapter opens with Asaf urging everyone to sing and play music to Hashem, to blow the shofar at the time of the new moon, which is understood as referring to Rosh Hashanah when the moon is primarily covered over. The parak switches gears to Hashem talking, "You called out to me and I freed you. I lifted the burden of exile off of you. Now listen up. Don't serve any other gods other than me. I'm your God who took you out of Egypt. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. Unfortunately, Yisrael has stopped listening to me. If only they would listen to me by following my ways and keeping the Torah, I would bring them to total freedom. However, even if they don't, at the end of the day, I'll still take care of my people." Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 2 it says, "Harninu l'Elohim uzenu hariu l'Elohei Yaakov. Sing joyously to God our strength, reish out to God of Yaakov." The question over here is, why is this psalm set on Rosh Hashanah, the Day of Judgment? On the Day of Judgment, shouldn't we be more somber? Shouldn't we only sing after we have success and not beforehand? I saw the Friedeker Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, explains an awesome psychological and spiritual insight over here. He would speak about how when soldiers go out to war, they would sing a victory march. However, this seems out of place. Shouldn't they sing the victory march after they won the war, not before they even started? So it's like this. In many situations in life, in order to win and be successful, you need to be convinced you actually will prevail. When you go out to meet challenges and you're 100% sure you're going to meet success, that positive attitude and energy actually helps you with your struggles. Therefore, soldiers would sing the victory march before they went out to war to help them win the war. The same applies to our spiritual life. We're placed on this earth with a mission to bring God's light into this world and keep His Torah. So we need to be convinced in the beginning of our mission that we'll all be successful. In specific, you'll be successful in fulfilling your life's mission. With this attitude of positivity, you'll yield great results. That's why we say this chapter on Rosh Hashanah during the time of judgment. Because when you celebrate your victories before they transpire, then they are more likely to happen. Let us merit to be confident in the battle of our lives, to know Hashem is also with us and wants us to succeed. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.